The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Political anxiety just seems to be through the roof this week with the election, and I know just how concerned and anxious people are over what the possible outcome could potentially look like. It's PXY Mornings. We got Moose and Breezy here. Thank you guys for tuning in. Whether you're voting red or blue, at the end of the day, our job is to just vote. And there really isn't anything else you can do to control the outcome tomorrow.
Yeah.
There are going to be people who refuse to accept the results, but you have no choice. Whoever wins this presidential race, that's your president for the next 4 years. And although there's a lot of people that are going to, like 2016, who are going to refuse to accept that, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And all you can do is show up to the polls and vote. That's your job. And if you don't, you have zero right to complain about anything that takes place in the next 4 years.
I just feel like these past couple of days with early voting and absentee ballots being sent in and all the news articles of, I don't know, just people trying to manipulate the outcome, whether it be lighting ballots on fire or doing casting fraudulent ballots. And listen, it's not happening everywhere, but the stories that make the headlines, you're like, what? You know, it's just, it's really scary and nerve-wracking. And not to get like super duper political, because we're definitely not a political show. I've just been dealing with a lot of like anxiety around voting for so many different reasons.
Okay.
Just because of like who I am as a person, what I want to do in life. I mean, I'm gay, so that's like a huge thing. And to know that like that could be taken away from me on Wednesday, or you know what I mean? Just not on Wednesday, but based on the outcome of that. And I've been like really having like panic attacks over it. And I've been like talking to my girlfriend about it and my mom, and they both say the same thing. They're like, Breeze, there's literally nothing we can do but vote. Like, there's no sense in stressing out about this because you can't control the outcome. All you can do is vote and do your part. And that's all there is to it. But I know I'm not alone, or I know you're like me when I say like, this is not a new thing. This is not a me thing. The anxiety when it comes to voting, and not just like the outcome of the voting, actually voting itself is anxiety ridden. I feel like going in there and filling out your sheet is so, there's so much anxiety around it because I'm like, I don't want to do the wrong thing.
Well,
I don't want to miss something. I don't want it to get lost. Like, I just feel like when I'm voting, it's definitely something. It's a once in a lifetime experience, or a couple times in a lifetime experience, because people forget about the back. You have to vote on the back too. Like, that's something I had no idea about.
And not to mention, you know, and the board of, you know, the election inspectors, they got a busy job. This is 500,000 people are registered to vote in Monroe County this year. That's the most registered voters in the county's history. So, yes, people are very, very much interested in having their voice heard, especially during this election.
Uh-huh.
But also, yeah, I agree with you that, sure, depending on your views and whatnot and your lifestyle and whatnot, this year, yeah, the voting, it comes with a lot of anxiety, but also there's a lot of fulfillment there. Mm-hmm. Like, you did your part. When right. you leave that ballot, and when you go in there and you end up voting, you feel like, hey, I did my duty as a citizen. I voted. And now the rest is whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the best thing you can do is just walk away and be like, okay, I did my part. And it's now out of my hands. Because I know so many people that just lose so much sleep. And it's like, hey, we're still going to, you know, the world's still spinning.
Yeah.
I know this is a tough time for a lot of people, but hey, whoever you decide to vote for, maybe things will work out the way they're supposed to work out.
Mm-hmm. A couple of people weighing in right now. This person says my anxiety is at an all-time high. Just can't wait for all of this to be over. I think it's also just the anticipation. Like, these next 2 to 3 days are going to be some of the longest. This person says, do you know what I need to bring to vote? It's my first time voting. And this other person, it's my first year voting. This person says, in regard to the upcoming election, something I've had anxiety about is so many of my family on my husband's side and some of my friends are opposing viewpoints as myself and my husband, and they're only voting a certain way because of me or against me. You know, that's hard. Like, being with somebody who has a opposing viewpoint or being married to somebody who has an opposing viewpoint, I'm not saying it can't happen for sure, but I see so many of these, like, TikToks and reels online. It's like, on my way to cancel out my husband's vote, or on my way to cancel out my wife's vote. And it's like, oh my God. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
To answer the last listener who texted in, if you are, I do know this much, if you are a first time voter who registered by mail or I think online, and you didn't provide with like your registration, I think the only thing you need to really show up with is, do you need a driver's license? Because if you voted in New York before,
some form of identification, for what, sure.
I do know if you have voted in New York before, you don't need to provide ID to vote, which is odd to me. And that's what I've been hearing over and over and over again. I believe if you are a first-time voter here in New York State, you may want to bring that with you.
For sure.
Or a copy of like your social security number or whatnot.
For sure.
So do that. We got a message from our listener, Samantha, that says, sadly, no coping strategies to share with you guys, but I just want to let you know you're not alone. I'm with you 100%. Nikki says, I feel you, Breezy. Part of me remembers the constant rage and fear and grief and exhaustion of the Trump years, and the thought of doing it all over again kind of makes me a little ill, but another part of me feels too burnt out to care anymore. It's just so exhausting.
I feel like I've told this story before, but in the 2016 election, I was in college.
Yeah.
And I was taking a poli sci class. And it was so interesting to learn about, like, everything that was happening as it was happening with both candidates, Trump and Hillary at the time. And we watched so many videos and documentaries. And, like, you know, my professor was amazing in the sense of, like, I didn't know who he was voting for. He didn't really make it out to be one way or the other. But yeah, it was definitely more impactful learning about politics while voting than like right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, as far, hey, Hannah, quick question. Our intern Hannah here, because you're 21, you go to Nazareth, right?
Yes.
What's the vibe like at college right now as far as voting, not voting, the political campaigns? Are you guys very, very adamant about your fellow students getting out to the polls?
You know, a lot of my friends are talking about it. We're talking about how stressful it is to figure out how to vote at college.
Yeah.
But on so campus stressful. As a whole, it's so stressful.
Because all of you are absentee unless you live in Rochester.
Right.
And I just didn't know how to navigate that at first. That was stressful. But on my campus as a whole, we don't really talk about it.
It's weird.
It's very strange.
I'm shocked you're not a president of some poli sci club to be like out to be. There telling people to cast their votes, for sure.
Do you feel anxious at all about
I
the upcoming
do.
Election?
I feel quite anxious about it, especially going through that like last election period and not being able to vote.
I feel like the younger you are, the more anxiety you have. Because the older generation, they've been doing this for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And they get it. You know, it's like, hey, we've seen it, been there, done that. It's at the end of the day, hopefully, it's all going to work out, right?
And honestly, Hannah, like at your age or maybe even younger than you, these young adults that are voting for maybe the first time ever don't really have a lot of stake in the game. So they're just going based on what their parents registered them for, or what they think or what they grew up believing. Yeah. So it's definitely like important to do your own research. But yeah,
I agree. Tomorrow being November 5th, it's a big day. Who's it going to be? Donald J. Trump, Kamala Harris. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. But like we said, the only thing you can do, I know there's a lot of people very anxious about this. There's a lot of anxiety. Do your part. You can go out there, hit the polls, vote. And make sure, I know a lot of employers are telling their colleagues and their coworkers, hey, listen, just give us a heads up because we know how long the voting process can take. Early voting ended last night. So if you got to go to the polls today, tomorrow, they're asking you, let us know if you're going to be gone for 6 hours.
Right. They're like, well, I don't know. I had stuff for breakfast and lunch and just a late night snack.
I was in line for 7 hours. Oh my God. So we'll talk about this more tomorrow and see how things start to play out here. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. If you're a Park Ave princess like me, or you just spend a lot of time in that area, well, I have something to share with you.
That's me.
Moose is like, I'm a Park Ave princess.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
There is a motorist advisory issued for the city of Rochester because of the road work that will impact Park Ave heavily, and it goes into effect today. So according to the advisory, Park Avenue, all the way for the stretch of Culver to East Ave will undergo a lot of resurfacing, weather permitting, obviously, all of this week. So do not expect to get down Park Ave at all. I haven't driven down. I live on Park Ave, but I have not driven down Park Ave in months because I refuse to go that way. I literally won't do it.
I went for a run. Well, I say run loosely.
A jog.
I went for a valet jog down Park Ave over the weekend. Let me tell you, in front of Bank of America, Gines, that whole corner there is just, on Park and Berkeley, a disaster.
Definitely going to impact businesses, for sure.
Because they had to pull up all those trees because the roots were getting so big and then the sidewalks were starting to just buckle. So now they got to just rip out all the trees, put in new sidewalks. But when
it looks like trash.
It's going to look beautiful, though, when they're done. It needs to be done. They had to fix it.
Yeah. Drivers should expect heavy delays and lane shifts, and they are encouraged to seek an alternative route because, I mean, if possible, because it's going to be a minute. And it's been a minute for a while now. So during the construction, no street parking will be allowed at all within the work zone. So near CVS and all the way down to the corner of East and Culver, no way. The construction will be taking place with the work zone from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you want any more information, you can go to 13 WAM. But, I mean, listen, it is going to be not fun. So if you don't like sitting and waiting, don't take that route.
Yeah.
Starting today.
Coming up on the show, how many of you agree or disagree that forcing your children to say please and thank you could be a terrible idea because it teaches them to not be genuine or sincere?
True.
Got a message from Carol for Parental Confidential, who's got a lot to say on this topic. We'll get into that coming up right after the break on PXY Mornings.
Hi, this is Christina. I just fell into $5,000 just by listening to the Odyssey app.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. Oh! You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Pretty much 100% non-anonymous. Let's go over to Carol. For most parents, your job is to teach your kids to have manners. Be polite.
Mm-hmm.
Say please. Say thank you. Whether they mean it or not. And we got this message from Carol, who says she saw a few videos of Dr. Becky, who's a child psychologist, and she says parents should not, under any circumstance, make their children say thank you. Otherwise, it's just not authentic or genuine.
Okay.
How many of you agree or disagree? Here's the full message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I wanted to reach out because I cannot be the only parent who feels this way. I think it's so important to teach your kids to say the words thank you, whether it's genuine or not. And I've seen so many of these videos of Dr. Becky telling parents they shouldn't make their children say thank you because it's inauthentic. And instead, they should encourage children to just feel gratitude, which then will ultimately result in your children saying thank you spontaneously. I'm not a parent, but I wholeheartedly disagree.
Right.
Am I the only one who is totally opposed to this? To me, the point isn't to feel gratitude when you're saying thank you. I personally don't always feel grateful when I say thank you as an adult. The point is that the person who has done the nice thing hears that they are being thanked in the moment and is recognized for the thoughtful thing that they're doing. In other words, it's not about me. It's about you. And I don't know why this Dr. Becky. Her words really got under my skin and triggered me and made me feel angry. Perhaps it's because I've been in service jobs and in other situations in life where I was working so hard for other people and every single little thank you meant something to me, even if it was delivered as an afterthought. I would be curious to know if other people agree or disagree here, because I will always make my children say thank you and teach them respect, whether it's genuine or not. Thanks, guys. All right. I agree with Carol. Make them say thank you, please. You know, allowing them to do it on their own. Has any parents done that? Does that work? 585-252-9800. Because she's saying, encourage them to feel gratitude, which will ultimately result in your child saying thank you. But do not, under any circumstance, force them to say thank you.
Right.
What?
It's definitely a delicate dance. This person says, I'm all for gentle parenting, but some people like to wear it as a badge of self-righteousness. Yes, I think they should be genuine, but also adults have to be a tiny bit discreet sometimes because other people have feelings as well. Life has nuisance of saying please and thank you, and we say it in person. When someone is doing something nice for us. Kids need to learn that you need to say this to be a thoughtful member of society, and being genuine is important, but believing that somehow is tied to please and thank you is a stretch. Just be nice to your kids and don't overthink it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard to not overthink it, though, especially if you're a new parent. Am I doing this right? Am I not doing this correctly?
Well, when I think of like gentle parenting and like the example of this is, it's a little toxic because you're sitting there and you're like, well, I don't want to tell my kid to do anything because then it won't be genuine. It's like, but how are they supposed to learn if you don't tell them? How are they supposed to learn at all? Or right. Show them like when the appropriate time is to say thank you and please and yes and no.
Diana says, I agree. Saying thank you isn't like forcing an insincere apology. It's just good manners.
Right.
I don't care if it's inauthentic or not. Susanna says, kids do learn best by modeling. Kids also don't always understand the social cues of what is being modeled and need some help with it sometimes. My kid is generally really good about please and thank you, and I think a big part of that is that I always say please and thank you to them. Yeah, and they're going to pick up on that too.
Yeah.
But to teach them not to say it is like bizarre to me.
But also, like, there's so many people that I know that are like older now that don't like say please or thank you. And it's so cringe because it's like, you're 25. Like, what right, are you doing?
You know what I noticed on Halloween? We're all in my brother's garage. We're all passing out candy. We, you know, we got the fire pit in the garage. We're all hanging out. And, well,
in the garage,
but we're in the garage.
The house going up in flames.
It's in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the point, all these kids are coming up. No trick or treat. No please. No thank you. And my dad looked at us and he goes, I don't understand.
Yeah.
How come nobody says thank you anymore? They just put out their pillow sack. Like, here, fill it up. And then that's it. They turn around and leave. Nobody said thank you. It was so odd to me. And I think you really do have to teach your kids, because there was a parent with one of these children who didn't even bother to correct them. Normally, a lot of my brothers, my sister-in-laws, all of my friends who have kids, anytime their child, somebody does something nice, they always correct them. Like, what do you say? Thank you. That's all you got
to
do.
Well, okay. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of a young child, because I remember growing up saying thank you. I don't know what it was. It was always a little bit like embarrassing for me. I can't really put my finger on it. Like, or maybe it was more embarrassing when my parents told me to say thank you.
In front of people.
Yeah.
But sometimes, I mean, that's how they learn though.
You know, I don't know.
Obviously, this kid that didn't even say thank you and the mother not correcting them.
What do you say?
That says everything.
What do you say?
Tanya says, I agree with whoever Dr. Becky is. Too many parents force their kids to do things and have manners when half the time they don't even realize what they're doing. Teach your kids to be sincere and say thank you and please when they want to, not because you're forcing them to. That doesn't. Well,
I mean, yes, but also
I see where she's coming from, but that doesn't always work.
Right.
JC says, I'd rather be perceived as inauthentic than rude and ungrateful, period.
Right.
And the same goes for my kids. Who cares if they don't mean it or not? It does not take much to say a quick thank you.
Right.
I agree, JC. Stephanie says, hi, Moose and Breezy. As a parent, your only job is to teach your kids to be good humans and try to keep your daughters off the pole. Yes. Of course. We're also responsible for...
And your son off the pipe.
Yes, we're also responsible for helping to develop their social skills so they don't grow up to be jobless and friendless. Instilling them with an auto thank you response is doing right by their future selves.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate that. And these are all great, too. But that's, you know, I mean, the whole point of parental confidential too is to get a different perspective on how other people are parenting and some of the issues they're running into. Maybe it's relatable to your lives too and your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, but thank you so much to our girl Carol for messaging in. I guess she's not a fan of Dr. Becky. So,
bye, Dr. Becky.
See you later.
98 PXY. It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.